But Nikki Bush, parenting expert and all-rounder, guru when it comes to family matters. Have you had to have this tough conversation with a kid as of yet?
I think it's probably early days, Niklas. I think we're going to get to that point. Right now, I think it's still quite novel to be at home for most people. We've only just begun. And just in terms of the video or the clip that you just played, children need to be distracted from their frustration and their irritation and their discomfort. And one of the ways we can do that is to become a hero in their lives over COVID-19 during the lockdown by being a source of magic, wonder, and surprise every now and again. I'm not saying entertain your children for 12 hours a day. That's going to be absolutely impossible. But a couple of times a week, it would be a fantastic thing to do something crafty, something to do with cooking, maybe a science experiment, or even teaching your children how to create a game out of nothing. You see, we're living with a generation of children who are so used to having boxed fun, whether it's boxed on a screen or whether it's in a box, a game or a toy, but they don't know the art of making fun out of nothing. And this is where parents can really position themselves as a hero, because a lot of the old-fashioned stuff is actually quite wow for kids because they haven't been exposed to it. So we need to do some of the old-fashioned, the good old-fashioned stuff with our kids against a very new and different backdrop.
So what are these old-fashioned things? Are we playing I Spy with My Little Eye? Are we playing tic-tac-toe in the ground or on a chalkboard? What are you talking about kicking it old school with the kids, Nikki?
Yeah, so I actually was looking at some stuff that, and schools have been fantastic at sending out lists of things that you can do with your kids. Simple hopscotch. Take a piece of chalk and draw hopscotch on your driveway and play hopscotch with your kids. I think the bottom line is the sense of togetherness, of being together over this time, because togetherness gives our children a sense of safety and security. And what I want to talk about this morning really is that there is so much that we can do with what we have in our homes already, not the boxed game variety. And every week we on this show, we usually talk about a toy of the week. Now, one of the things that's happened during this lockdown is that all toy stores are closed, and you cannot buy a game or toy from a specialist shop at all. You may be able to get a couple from the supermarkets at the moment, but I think those are going to run out quite quickly. So what are parents going to do to keep their children occupied? And it's about using flour and water and salt and a ball of wool and a bit of glue and a bit of paper and some cookies, and you might have a dice or two lying around. How can you create fun in this moment out of stuff that you have anyway? And if you have a preschooler, for example, and you've got a bit of fruit, one of the things that you can do is shape and color sequencing on the kitchen counter with your fruit. You put down for your four-year-old an apple, a banana, and a nectarine, and then they must put an apple, a banana, and a nectarine and copy your sequence that you've put down. So there's a lot of learning through play that can take place here as well. You'll be stimulating all the things that the teachers wish you would. And you mentioned some word games, Niklas, like I Spy. But we can have, I went to the shops and bought. And what did we go and buy on that weekly shop, or buy every 2 weeks when we go and shop during this COVID lockdown? Or you can have some fun times where you recall what we did today. So at the end of the day, as a family, when you sit down to dinner, you can talk about, it was day two today, and we did. And it's a memory game. It's remembering all the things we did throughout the day and creating a memory out of something quite ordinary in a way, although we're living through extraordinary times.
Do you have any interesting ideas on how to keep your kids preoccupied during the lockdown? What's your experiences thus far as a parent? Talk about your fears, talk about your hopes, talk about the funny moments that you've perhaps experienced in this first 48 hours. Give us a call now, 011-883-0702. Nikki Bush, our parenting expert on Weekend Breakfast on 702 with us now. And you're talking about the practical things, the stuff that we can do without a TV or perhaps do without a screen on an iPad or a computer, whatever it is. When last did you play with Play-Doh, Nikki?
Well, Play-Doh is the most wonderful multisensory activity. And actually, to answer your question, yesterday. So I want to encourage parents to get their kids into the kitchen and make your own Play-Doh. It's a beautiful multisensory experience. It's a cross between science and baking, but not really, because we're not even using an oven, but cooking. And you're going to need, and all of these activities that we're going to talk about, Niklas, are available on my toytalk.co.za website, which is my website that focuses on learning through play. So toytalk.co.za, our listeners can go and get a free download on my homepage right now. So for the Play-Doh, you're going to need 2 cups of flour and 1/2 cup of salt, cream of tartar, boiling water, and oil. You mix all the dry ingredients together. You add the boiling water and the oil. And then here's the fun part. You knead it for 5 minutes, okay? You knead it. Now, it will be hot to begin with. So if you've got young children, don't let them do it straight away. Wait till they must wait till you've kneaded it a bit and got a bit of hot cool air into it. And then add a few drops of food coloring. And then you see this white dough change to whatever color. If you've got 2 or 3 children, then split it into 3 balls and do different colors for each ball of dough. The fantastic thing is that this dough will last in an airtight container in your fridge for 3 or 4 weeks, as long as you seal it after every time your children have played with it. They will get such a kick out of the fact that they helped to make it. And I think that this is an important thing for children to experience over this time of confinement. They need to experience a sense of satisfaction from time to time. It's a very positive feeling. So that sense of satisfaction that they were part of creating the Play-Doh, they needed it until the blue wasn't streaky. It was throughout the Play-Doh. Think of all the frustration that children are getting out as they're kneading the dough. When they're rolling the dough and playing with cookie cutters, this is all about bringing our emotions down, calming us down. It's very, very sensory. It's like putting a child in a bath with bubbles. That's another way to bring all that very hectic sensory bombardment that they've experienced over the past week or so as we've been preparing for lockdown. The panic that they've felt, I mean, I've felt the panic, haven't you, Niklas?
Yeah.
It's been palpable, absolutely palpable.
In more ways than one. If you just joined us, Nikki Bush, parenting expert, chatting to us about the things you can do at home with your kids. Become a hero to your children during the lockdown. I want to get into how you try and deal with a teenager, because obviously that's a completely different ball game in comparison to a toddler or a younger child below 10 years of age. But before we get to the mopey teenagers, another thing that you're highlighting here is something that I remember doing in, I'm giving away my age now, but like standard 4 science class, growing your own crystals at home?
Yes, so children love to do science experiments, and you've got ingredients in your home for them to do just that. So for growing your own crystals, you need bicarb, you need glass jars or glasses, you need a piece of wool, some boiled water, a side plate, and a spoon. Very, very simple. And you make a solution of bicarb and boiled water, and this recipe is on toytalk.co.za. And you add 1 teaspoon of bicarb at a time, stirring it to dissolve. And then you drape a piece of wool between 2 glasses, making sure that the tail of the wool in each glass touches the bottom of the glass. That's the trick here. And you put a side plate beneath the lowest point of the wool. So between the 2 glasses, you've got the side plate, and you've got this piece of wool draping between the glasses, and literally just watch. And within an hour or so, you will start to see activity and crystals starting to form along your piece of wool. And once again, it's a sense of satisfaction, wonder, delight, awe, interest, and it'll keep your children coming back to check over and over again what just happened. And then you can go into the science of it, of course, of how crystals are made, and you can go and do some internet research and go and find some videos and some input. So there's lovely learning here that takes place. It's not just a distraction, but there's actually some purposeful learning through play here.
And another very practical one that you don't need a lot of things, you know, a lot of raw materials to get going, just some papers and some cokey and a dice, is the Gingerbread Man dice game.
That's right. So this is ideal for those 5, 6, 7-year-olds where they draw an outline of a gingerbread man or any shape. With a thick cokey on a piece of paper, and write random numbers, 1 to 6, within the outline, and then you've got a dice. Every player takes a turn to throw the dice, and as they throw a 6, they then take a highlighter and they colour over the number 6 that appears on their gingerbread man. If they throw a 4, they colour the 4. The first person who colours over all their numbers is going to be the winner. So every single person is going to have a gingerbread man in front of them, every player. So everybody's had the opportunity to draw themselves a gingerbread man and to write their numbers down. And if your child's too young to do this, you draw it for them. You write the numbers as long as they know their numbers 1 to 6, which is going to be around the age of 5, 6, that they will be able to recognize all of those. And the interesting thing is that you are following rules. You are taking turns, and there's number identification, but there's also the fact that there's a winner and a loser. And these are important life skills for children to learn. But here's a fabulous example in the class of how we can actually create fun out of nothing. We didn't go out and buy anything. We found a spare dice in the Monopoly box or in the bottom drawer. I found, I was clearing out my garage yesterday. And I obviously have a lot of games and toys because of the work that I do, and I think I found about 30 dice. But I do recommend that when you next go out to the shops and you don't have dice, get a few dice. They're not expensive, but they're really worth having around because you can do lots with them. And in the weeks to come, we're going to continue sharing activities, and some of them will require 3 dice for a game. So that's a good one. So Niklaus, there's one more here that I think we have to mention. We've been talking about how to use a ball of wool to create crystals, but you can also use a ball of wool to teach your children the old-fashioned art of finger knitting. This might be a blast from the past for many people who are listening today. So you need a ball of wool and your hands. You don't need knitting needles. And it really is a fun activity that's enjoyed by both girls and boys, and it's brilliant for fine motor coordination. And that means your eyes are teaming up with your fingers as you are lifting one loop over the other. I'm not sure if you remember making daisy chains. So this is how you create a daisy chain. And I often say to parents, if you're traveling long distances in the car, take a ball of wool in the car and teach your children how to do finger knitting. So you make a slip knot, and you put that loop over your pointing finger. And there are pictures of this on my website of how to do this on that download. And you hold the short tail in your 3 fingers of, say, for example, if I was doing it, my left hand. And with the long tail of the wool, you make a second loop over the same finger. And then you pull the back loop over the front loop. And that's how you start making this long tail, this daisy chain. And it basically essentially slip knots, one after the other. So you're picking up the slip knot loop and pulling it over the second one, and you give your little short tail a tug, and you've created your first daisy chain. And you just sit there and you do it over and over again. You can even sit there doing this in front of television and see who can make the longest finger knitting daisy chain in 5 minutes or 10 minutes. And I think this is a great time over this time to have some family competitions, whether you're playing with some boxed games that you've got in your cupboard or whether you're making daisy chains. It really is a fun thing to have a little family league, and maybe every couple of days you change the game that we're competing against each other, whether it is Monopoly, who's a Monopoly champion of the week, or the Uno champion of the week, or the finger knitting champion of the day.
It's a difficult territory, though, because you don't want to get too competitive while you're locked down. Everybody likes a little bit of fun, but I'm sure you've also been in the familial games or games with friends where the competition gets a little bit too thick too hot to handle.
Yes, actually, you know what's interesting about playing games with people who you don't even know? So we had a games evening once with another family, and the mum was one of those very demure, kind of quiet people until you put her in a game scenario. And then she was a terrier. She was an absolute terrier. She was out to win. It was just phenomenal. So playing with games also helps you get to know each other in under different circumstances. Very, very interesting. But you could, of course, teach your children to do old-fashioned knitting at this point and knit squares for 67 blankets.
Last but not least, you've spoken about stuff that's going to keep the little ones busy, but what if you're sitting at home with teenagers? And I mean, everybody's been there. Everybody was a teenager at one point in time where you think that the whole world is against you. And well, if you look outside and you see that the world is being overrun by COVID-19, how do you try and reach across the teenage divide to offer that bit of comfort, but also be a good housemate?
Yeah, so the teenage years and the kind of early 20s, they're probably the most difficult group to work with at the moment because they believe they're invincible. They don't think this virus is going to get them, and they cannot understand why their social lives are being constrained. And I think we saw that, you know, looking at TV footage from Bondi Beach and places in California where it's the teenagers who are out on the beach. And they're the ones kicking and screaming at the moment and who have the worst attitude of all because their freedom is being curtailed. And, yesterday, actually, I was in the garage with my 20-year-old son, and we were sorting stuff out. And he wasn't actually so keen to be helping me yesterday. He wanted to be playing online games with his mates. And I actually had to give him space. He eventually bought into the fact that we all had to pull together. But he said, leave me alone. You've given me a job. Now let me do it. And he pushed me away and said, go. Trust me that I'm going to do it the right way. And he got the music playing, and he was bopping while he was doing what he was doing and clearing out some shelves. So that's the other thing. We are sharing space, but we also have to give each other a bit of space. And that's an important thing to remember. And multiplayer online games right now are going to be very fashionable and very, very comforting to our teens because they can connect with their friends, as well as online chats. Well, I had the most hysterical thing yesterday. I joined House Party to have book club online. And I don't know how these young people do House Party with, like, 20 people online. Nobody can hear anything because everybody's talking at the same time. But anyway, I think it's going to be an important time to perhaps have dinner together at the very least and share what happened during the day and how it made you feel.
We've got someone on the SMS line anonymously saying, my niece is getting her children to keep a diary of what they're doing and experiencing during the lockdown. Also very handy because in the months, the years, the decades to come, you look back on this and you think, geez, how crazy was that time? It'll be easier if you have a diary.
Well, I think a diary, and I saw something fabulous yesterday from a school called Heronbridge College. The art teacher put up a fantastic activity where you fold an A4 piece of paper into squares. So you fold it in half and quarters and et cetera, and you get all these little blocks, and you color in or do a piece of artwork on a tiny little block every single day for 21 days. And that is an art diary of how you felt for these 21 days. And I thought to capture it on one A4 piece of paper, absolutely stunning. Whether you draw little patterns, squiggles, whether you draw a heart, whether you draw, talk about what you're missing, you can have words, you can have drawings, you can have sketches. You could just paint it a color black if you felt really down and depressed today. I think that could be a stunning way for everybody, parents, teens and young children, to actually express how they're feeling, because sometimes we can't always put it into words, and some people are not so wordy and other people are, so we have to understand that too.
Nikki, it's always a pleasure chatting to you. Thanks for joining us on Weekend Breakfast. You can follow her on Twitter, our resident parenting expert there. Bush Nikki is where you'll find her. And yeah, I'm keen to hear how your experience has been thus far as a parent, whether or not you are a parent in a household full of teenagers, a household full of toddlers. It brings its own challenges, its own opportunities, and I'd like to know how you're meeting them there on 011-883-0702. Otherwise, you can call us a WhatsApp on 072-702-1702.